Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The hair on my neck stood up, and I got the eerie feeling that someone was watching me. I glanced over my shoulder but didn't see anyone suspicious. Perhaps I was being paranoid. I sighed and I continued my walk home. I got into the elevator of my apartment building. I stayed on the fourth floor.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Just before the elevator doors closed, a hand stuck out between them and a man got in. He wore a black polo shirt and black jeans, and a part of me thought he probably wanted to spy on someone because spies always dress like that in movies. He didn't look at me till the elevator reached my floor. When the doors opened, his head suddenly snapped to me and I hurried out, unnerved. I got to my apartment and soon forgot my encounter with the creepy spy. I fired up my laptop and started working. I worked as a freelancer and that was what had been paying the bills. I wrote essays for college students too lazy or incompetent to do so, and it was funny how many of them were willing to pay a lot. At this rate, I'd soon be able to afford a place of my own. The next day, I went to the restaurant just down the street to get something to eat because I was too tired to cook. When I was eating, I saw the same spy guy from the elevator walk into the restaurant. Our gazes met and he gave me a shy smile. I nodded back to him and I resumed my meal. It was a little after 8 when I started to walk back home. The spy guy jogged to my side. I groaned inwardly. I didn't want to talk to anyone. I've seen the way you look at me. You clearly want to be with me. What? It was so surreal that this was happening. Nothing in my life could have prepared me for this. I shook my head and attempted to walk away because he clearly wasn't a sane person. Janice, where are you going? A part of me wondered how he knew my name, but I didn't dwell on that as it dawned on me that this place was deserted. Of course, it was late and this was a residential area. Most people were in their homes already. I quickened my pace, my heart beating faster when I heard his footsteps behind me. I wanted nothing to do with him. In a clear, strong voice, I told him that if he didn't stop following me, I would have to call the cops. I was relieved when he listened to me, and I hurried home, glancing over my shoulder every few minutes. It took a while before I was able to sleep. I checked the door 3 times to convince myself that it was locked. A rustle brought me back to consciousness, and my eyes opened suddenly, my heart in my throat. Standing above me was the guy from earlier. I opened my mouth to scream, and he covered it with his large, meaty hand, muffling my screams. With his other hand, he covered my nose with a handkerchief, and I tried all I could do to dislodge his hand while trying to hold my breath. My attempts failed, and my vision went dark. When I came back to my senses, the first thing I was aware of was that I was being moved. Then I noticed that my mouth was taped shut and my hands were tied. I opened my eyes, still feeling a little woozy from whatever had knocked me out. I was lying down in the back seat of a car, and I tried not to move as my eyes roamed over my surroundings. My stalker was in the driver's seat, nodding his head in time to a song playing on the radio. His eyes met mine through the rearview mirror, and he smiled at me. My hands itched to slap it off his face. I brought myself up to a sitting position. I was still wearing my tank top and shorts that I had slept in, and his eyes roamed over my body appreciatively. I looked away in disgust, and I stared outside the window. It was either very late or very early. It was still very dark outside, and it seemed like we were the only ones on the road. The car slowed down and he parked by the side of the road. He got down and he came to my side. I quickly shuffled towards the other side, but he just chuckled, telling me that he liked the fact that I was feisty. He crawled into the car and towered over me. I writhed beneath him, but he pinned me down with his weight. His hands tugged my tank top down and exposed my chest. He licked his lower lip. A tear ran down my cheek and I yelled for him to stop. The tape made sure my protest sounded like nothing, and he didn't even look up at my face. His hands covered my chest and he squeezed me roughly. I buckled beneath him and he released me, rubbing a hand on himself. "Not yet," he groaned. "We'll live together forever and you will love me." I gulped, unable to scream anymore. My life, everything I had worked hard for, was this how I would lose it all? No, something in me hardened. I would not let anyone ruin my life, even if it meant I died trying. I raised my knees and they hit him right in the middle of his legs. He yelled and crumpled, his hands going to the point of pain. I scampered over him, successfully getting out. I ran in the opposite direction, nothing bothering to look back. I heard him still groaning and I propelled myself to move even faster, adrenaline coursing through me. "Janice!" he yelled. I whimpered, begging whatever God was out there to save me. Headlights shone in my direction, and I dashed into the road without thinking. The car honked, but I refused to slow down, and just as the car came to a sudden stop, I crashed into it and lost consciousness yet again. This time, when I woke up, I woke to see a doctor's face. I was in the hospital. The car owner brought me here frantically last night, scared he had killed someone. The doctor said he was still waiting outside to see me, and if I felt up to it, he would send him in. I agreed to it, and the doctor called him in before leaving to give us some privacy. He introduced himself as Cole and asked me what had happened. I narrated everything from the beginning, my voice wavering when I talked about the part of me being assaulted. When I was done, Cole looked livid and promised me that he would do all that he could in his power to protect me. I believed him, and when I got discharged, he took me to the police station to file a report. We started spending more time together, and I found that I enjoyed his company. Maybe one day the cops would find the man who attacked me, but I was so grateful that I got to meet Cole. Maybe something good would come out of our friendship.
Too scared to subscribe?
For most of us, Christmas is associated with family gatherings, presents, laughter, and of course, Santa Claus. But this isn't the case for me. I haven't celebrated Christmas in about 10 years. On every December 25th, I get on high alert. My entire mood changes, and instead of a Christmas tree, I barricade my windows and use all the 5 locks on my door. You may be wondering what happened to me. You may think that a burglar or something broke into my house one time at Christmas, but that's not the case at all. Let me take you back 10 years. I was 19 at the time. I've been living on my own since I graduated high school. I had a job and I was independent. I'm only saying this to emphasize the fact that absolutely no one was in my house except me. On December 24th at exactly 7 p.m., things started to happen. My living room was filled with ornaments and Christmas cheer. Above all that, I also had a Christmas tree. As I was saying, at 7 p.m. sharp, my bathroom door slammed shut. The powerful bang interrupted the Christmas carols that were playing on my laptop. The impact was so great that a little statue of Rudolph that I had on my mantle fell to the floor and broke into a million pieces. At first, I thought that something had exploded. I went to check everything inside the house, but nothing seemed out of the ordinary. The only thing that was different was the closed bathroom door.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I blamed it on a draft that might have resulted in the slamming of the door. Let's skip forward, and it was now 8.04 p.m. At exactly that time, the lights started to flicker. Being a rational person at that time, I suspected that it had something to do with the upcoming snowstorm that was announced on the news. This only happened for about 10 minutes. But I had a feeling of nervousness taking over me. I was agitated, and at that moment, I didn't know why. That was just the beginning. At 8:59 p.m., I was on the couch watching a Christmas movie. My lights were off because I didn't want any annoying flickering anymore, and I was starting to fall asleep. Just before an exciting part, the screen went gray. Then lines began coming from the side, squiggling so rapidly until they turned into static. Static? The last time I saw a TV doing this was in 1999, I said. I started pressing the buttons on the remote. Without any success, nothing happened. until the static turned black. I thought my TV was busted. "Great, Merry Christmas to me," I said, while I got up from the couch, going toward the TV so I could check the connections. But before I could take a third step, for a split second, someone appeared on the screen. From what I could tell, in that short amount of time, a head popped up. I didn't notice any discernible features, but one thing caught my attention. The fact that instead of eyes, he had two black holes. I stood there for a second to see if it would appear again. "What kind of program did the satellite catch?" I said. But before I knew it, my movie came back on, right where it left off. I continued watching it. Moving forward, it was 9:33 p.m. The movie was almost over, and my eyes were starting to shut. In one of the ending scenes, the main character was buying a Christmas present for his daughter after pursuing it for the entire movie. As he stood there, in frame, holding the doll, I noticed something behind him. A tall man, dressed in black, with pale complexion and black holes for eyes, was in the background of the store. I got up and got closer to the TV, but it quickly cut to another scene. I couldn't rewind it as it was on cable. "I must be really tired," I said. The movie ended, and I decided to go to sleep. At 10:37, I was ready for bed. As I went toward the stairs, I saw that a globe was misplaced in my tree. I went over to put it in its correct position. It was red and shiny, almost like a mirror. After I did it, I noticed that I wasn't the only one who had a reflection on it. There was a figure behind me. I screamed and turned around, almost knocking the tree over. Of course, no one was there. My heart was beating fast now. I blamed it on my fatigue, so I went to bed. I fell asleep quite fast and didn't toss or turn like I usually do. It was 3:33 a.m. I was sleeping without a care in the world, but I felt something all of a sudden. Some sort of external pressure was being placed on my neck. I immediately opened my eyes. I tried to get up, but I couldn't move. It was like something was on my neck, and beside the fact that I couldn't move, I couldn't breathe either. I tried to fill my lungs with air, but my airways seemed blocked. My vision was getting blurry. I was almost passing out. Right before I did, the pressure was off. I could breathe again. I stood up and gasped for air until I managed to calm down, but I felt some sort of pain around my neck. I turned on my lamp that was on my nightstand. My room was empty. It was only me. But as I turned my head from left to right, that piercing pain got worse and worse. I got out of bed and went straight to the bathroom. Upon looking in the mirror, I saw that there was bruising all around my neck, from one side to another. "What the hell?" I asked as I was running my fingers on the damaged skin. "When did this happen?" I kept wondering. As I shifted my attention away from the bruises, two black holes were staring at me. The man I saw on the TV, in the movie, and in the reflection from the globe was standing there, right behind me. I turned around, hoping it was just a figment of my imagination, but to my surprise, he was as real as it gets. There he stood, tall, pale-skinned, black holes instead of eyes, and when he smiled, well, that's when my heart nearly stopped. Two rows of sharp, black teeth appeared right before my eyes. I backed up until I reached the wall. The man started floating toward me.
"Who are you? What do you want?"
I asked him while putting my arms in front of me. He didn't say anything. He just smiled. I was crouched in the corner, defenseless. His face got close to mine, so close that we nearly touched.
"No, please get away!"
I yelled. The man didn't care for my reaction. He lifted his bony white finger. He then pointed it toward my face and touched my cheek. It started to burn so bad. It was like a hot iron held against my face.
"Please!"
I yelled again. The pain was so unbearable. My body was going into shock. I fainted, and everything went black. At 7:12 a.m., I opened my eyes. I was in my bed.
Oh, God! What a nightmare!
I said while smiling. I was relieved that it was only a bad dream. I decided to stay in bed for a couple of minutes more, but when I went to the bathroom, I looked in the mirror. A round mark was on my cheek. It looked like a burn mark, and my neck was bruised.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I stood there in silence as I thought. It was all real.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.